I don't know either. Well, how would that be different with, from what people call pancakes?
Well, it's the same
thing. Not the same thing is what they call that.
We just always call them flitters.
Well, that, now what different, I guess there'd be lots of different things you'd make out of cornmeal.
Yeah, this usually cornbread is about all I ever seen it used for.
Did they ever make something like they just use, they fry it. They take just cornmeal and water and something and then they cook it and fry it in a skillet. Did you ever?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of bread cooked that way. I've cooked a lot of it.
What did you call that? Like, just still
corn? Well, just baking bread.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
That's what cornbread is. When you get a pan done, you've got your corn dodger.
Oh, that's what you call it, the whole pan of it.
Pan is the corn dodger.
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to make a corn mush.
Yeah, that's something they made up. Yeah,
and
eat it with sweet milk. Mm-hmm. Boy, it's good.
Oh, I knew it. Now, what'd you call that again?
Mush.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same thing about this hominy grits.
Uh-huh.
I buy them a lot and use them because I like them.
Well, Mama, if I would have left over the next day, she'd cut it out and fry it.
Uh-huh.
It's good.
That's the way Jesse's mother used to do.
Real good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that's
we'll have to make
some.
Yeah, we'll have to make some of that. Well, I was just thought, well, now, what about a pone of cornbread, if you ever
heard
of
it. Well, that's just the same as a dodger.
That's just the same, no difference in it. Well, that's what I wondered, what would be the difference. Well, now, of course, nowadays, people don't make their bread much anymore. They have to get, they have to go and buy it, I guess.
Yeah.
You call that store-bought? Yeah,
store-bought bread, I guess. Or just call it bought bread,
yeah,
I bet. I don't buy no big lot of bread myself. I make a whole lot of one.
Oh, you still make it?
I still make it.
I've been trying
I like homemade
bread. I do,
bread.
Too. I talk to
them. Yeah, I enjoy eating homemade bread.
I do,
bread.
Too. One of my friends taught me how to make it. And I thought, I never would. I thought, that's so hard, but it's not.
Oh, it's not hard to make.
Once you do it, and you know, you just and I enjoy it. To me, it's.
I learned how to make bread when I wasn't any bigger than that girl over there to make biscuits, and that's the only thing that I ever did learn how to cook till me and Jesse was married.
Oh, really? With just bread and biscuits?
Just biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
You already know how to cook? That's good. Now, there'd be something that people would have. A lot of times they'd have it like a dessert, or sometimes they'd have it in the morning. It'd be sweet, kind of with yeast and things. It'd be fried in deep fat and have a hole in the middle of it.
A donut?
Yeah, something that...
People used to make them quite a lot. I made a lot of those.
I was going to say, I used to make those homemade, too.
Seems
like I can remember that.
Lord, I made lots and lots of donuts. A kind of a syrup for marmalade and dip them in it. They're just about as good as what you buy.
I bet they're probably better.
Yeah, you can't tell too much difference in them. They taste just about a lot.
They don't make them much anymore, though.
Usually people buys them this day and time.
Well, like now, eggs, what would you call the inside part of the egg?
The white and the yellow, wouldn't
it? Mm-hmm. Now, when you were cooking eggs and you just put them in hot water and you call those
boiled eggs.
And then when you cracked them and you let them fall out of the shells into hot water, and that'd be...
That's a poached egg.
And now, I guess you'd always slaughter your own hogs and things in those days.
Yeah, we always... People back then, they'd kill anywhere from 5 to 10 and 15 hogs for a family. Mm. It'd take that, you know, to run them the year round.
Mm-hmm.